nothing but electric fence. It wouldn't answer me, just wouldn't. Of course, that's a new thing, these electric fences. Mm-hmm. You see, that there ain't no fence around that field right here.
Uh-huh.
Well, after a while, if they was to lose a bunch of these peanuts in there, they could put an electric fence around there. Oh, it'd take, come around here and put a fence all the way around it. They put your hogs in there, your cows, and one strand. Now I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can have two big bulls here. And you have to separate them, them bulls get to fighting. You couldn't put a fence out there to keep them bulls separated. They'd tear any kind of fence down. I ain't telling you now, this is something that I hadn't heard. I'm telling you what I've seen and witnessed and know all about. And you could do that. You couldn't keep them separated. Well, you see this here little, you see that one little strand of wire right there?
Huh?
Well, brother, that will keep them separated. That one little strand of wire.
Huh?
Now, see what they do. You're tired. That's to keep them. That's where they don't know it's there. See, I had just put me an electric fence around that other door. I'll tie a string along here. All along, they can see that string, and then they'll get them looking for that wire.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they're used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that bull to come up here, he'll get just about like compared to you to that fence. And that other will get about that close to yon, they'll stand there, and they'll pull and bellow a wire. Then he turns and walks over. He don't go nowhere about that.
Uh-huh.
But now, it won't hurt him if he touches it. I mean, it won't injure him.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, he can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is to it. He just can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing now, little. Now, you can't put that around a mule or a horse.
Mm-hmm.
You see him farming up here? All right, you can drive a mule right out up to that fence. That's a wire fence, a rail fence. Of course, it's all wire now. That mule, you can make him come right on out there and put his head over it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can drive close to the end. But I tell you what you do, you put an electric fence up there and let him touch that one time. You can't get that mule. That mule, you can't get him in 25 foot of that fence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, now, a cow. They'll learn it. You raise them under that fence. And I've got it right up there to show you. No, they are. We ain't got none of that now. But we have had it. That cow knows just exactly how far to reach under that wire. He'd turn his head one-sided, get that grass that hadn't been bothered under there.
Uh-huh.
He'd feed all up that side of it, round it. And I'll tell you what else he'll know. You can cut it off and he'll know that.
Hmm.
Now he may stay in there 2 or 3 hours, maybe stay in there half a day. I know him stay a day. But he'll find it. And he's coming out of that too. And I'll tell you what else you can do. You can build you a hog pen out there. They build them. So you're going to fatten out a bunch of hogs out there. Start here. Go to that fence yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the road,
right
back him, back him. All right, you got a fence. It's about that high in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you put that bunch of hogs in there. Well, now, the first thing you've got to do, get you some feed, go out there and throw it all around that fence. And make him, fool him up to it. He don't know the fence is there.
Mm-hmm.
And let him hit it. All right, I got that. You ain't got to worry about that no more. He done found out it's there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then the next thing, but you learn it to them, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they find out that fence is there, all right. You can go there then 2 months from now.